Here we go, Fantasy Footy Feed. This is a special episode.
Why is that?
Well, it's called The Lost Tapes.
What, there's, how many tapes are there?
Well, there's just one. We had a podcast on Sunday night, the 15th?
Yeah, we left out
a couple of players. Sincere apologies to you, Matthew Oliver, a.k.a. Goddard, Love a Flag. God, wouldn't we all? And this is it, Michael Trapani. So, Goddard, thanks. You're a brave man picking out the fact that we missed you out.
It was pretty good, the margin in the end. What do we have?
Oh, well, what do we have? This is it. He was 1931 and he beat Goddard, Love a Flag. Can't read your handwriting, mate. 1835.
I think it got changed before.
Oh, well, we'll have a look. So, Matty, we're sorry. Thanks for the pickup that we forgot to mention it. There it is. 1933 to 1833. It was 100 points.
It's not too bad. So this is it, is second, and Goddard is sitting third. They had, how many matching did they have?
Well, I'll just count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh,
there's a few copies there.
But, I mean, that's the nature of the game. You kind of want to go with who's hot and who's not. You're going to leave out or trade out.
So, yeah, the similar ones. They both had Heath Shaw, which is awesome, Dangerfield and Lockie Hunter. They had a couple of 50s and 60s in the mix. Max Gorn, man, 59. I don't understand that.
Mate, you just have those crap rounds. Hang on, you're a bit upset because you were going to make him captain.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it the other week because he got 130,
140. DeGoey, he kept in. He was 90. Well, there's some chatter on the Facebook chat thing. What is it, Tim?
Anthony started up that chat group, just messaging each other on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, so that's all right. And Darren Batcher, I'm sorry we didn't mention enough about your close call, Stevie Young. Mate, you just got out of jail there, mate, so, you know, it's just one of those things.
Well, yeah, I know. We're kind of gunning for that. Have you got something against Mighty Dons?
No, I don't. I don't like the Bombers.
Well, yeah, no, Steve's all right. He's just, I think...
Oh, he's probably upset because neither of us burped during the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Were we not drinking or just it wasn't the air thing? I wasn't breathing it in.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a couple of things. We'll look at those two games a bit closer. I looked at Matty Oliver. Sorry, we've got your son in here. G'day, Reese.
Hey, buddy. You playing with my stuff?
Well, he's got you. Oh shit! He's taking your tuner out. Tuner, guitar tuner. Ta, give it to Grandpa.
Yeah, where did he put it? Oh, there it is.
Oh, good boy. You're okay, mate. Yeah, no, don't get upset. It's all right. You can't have everything, mate.
No, it's just I shouldn't have left it on there.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, I guess it is. So we're looking at who else do we have? DeGoey got 90. We said that. Kerridge. Oh, some pretty good players on both teams. The other standouts where they were matched. Oh, this is it. Had Ablett as captain, 164, but he still won. Side bottom was Goddard's captain, 194 doubled. So, yeah, and then this is it. Had Hannabury for 120, Goldstein.
It's Goldstein.
Sorry, I was getting mixed up because it looks like a Jewish name.
Oh, well, you don't have to get into anti-Semitics or whatever it is. Yeah, so you were a bit embarrassed, mate. I'm sorry that we left it out. Montagna and Seb Ross, 129 for Monty, 125 for Seb. That's good, mate. Monty Oliver, you're very Saints-heavy side. Tell us if we're wrong.
Oh, I don't think they're that full-on about the Saints. On Goddard's bench, if you guys are looking at it, yeah, McPherson, he got 72 on the bench from the Suns. This is it. Only had one scoring play, which was Hewitt.
A lot of band-aids there, mate. Dalhouse, he was worth mentioning, got 103. So...
Yeah, I don't know. Would you want to look at Boucher's thing? Because he gave us a thumbs up on the thing. We got it. It's good. Oh, shit, I've got to play you next week, man.
Ugh. Mate, I don't know. He nearly touched up. What are you doing, mate? You're stuck in the cupboard.
Yeah, he's just kind of turning it around. What else? Yeah, so that was some pretty... Well, we'll go through Magpie Maniac. Yeah, it was only 1848 to 1882. So that's, what, 34 points. Jeez, man. It's a good matchup with you dudes. How many do you have similar? We've already said this last night anyway. Yeah, usual suspects there. But Aish missed out for Magpies, so that sucks. That cost you. Fuck, that would be annoying.
Well, who was on his bench? He was as a defender mid. Mids, he heard no one. We had a forward in McGovern, but that's it. Yeah, but that's... Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry about you.
So that's... Well, we can look at next week's games. We mentioned it just before.
Yeah, you're playing bloody Boucher. Mate, good luck to you.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how we go. I haven't done any trades yet, have you?
No, I haven't even looked at it, mate. Some people think I've given up, but I haven't. I'll just look at it when I get a time. Okay, Into the Woods playing Magpie Maniac. Good luck, mate. And Cracker Fat playing Youngies Legends. Another buy round for you, Cracker. Build up some immunity, get some points and money.
Bueller's are playing Iguanas, so Iguanas got to win that. Hey, what are you standing on my DVDs, man? Sorry, he's just crawling through the box. You want my phone? No, you can't take my phone.
Just wait, mate. It's okay. You're a beautiful grandson. Okay, and we've got Tui on your boot plays Grinners. He's going to win that one, get inside the top 10. Okay, we're probably just going to wind this up. Do you want to play with my phone? It's all right, mate. Perseverance plays Goddard. You got to win there, mate. Matty Oliver. Cropola plays Andrew Howie. Altitude. That's going to be tough and tight. Altitude could probably pip him. That's my other dark horse for this round. I'm playing This Is It. I'm fucked.
Oh, you never know, Dad. You always count yourself out.
Yeah, it's too good, mate. He's second. Hand job of God. Playing Beans from Up Rocky. Mate, edgy. We're ripping here. Thanks for your feedback too, by the way. It's all in good humour. You know I'm not really getting stuck in here.
Yeah, well, what were you saying about Hand of God?
Well, I found a photo. I'm going to put it on this podcast thing. It's just for you, edgy. We always say...
Well, you always call it... No, I think it's just been said that people call him Hand Job of God.
Well, that's not very nice. Edgy, we're not giving you crap, mate. It's just a play on words. Oh, this kid, mate. He's calling me on his own... Bloody toy set again. The photo in question, Hand of God, it looks like they're just touching fingers, so I don't know why you should call it the fingertip of God, or I don't know. Lord of the Pies, Anthony, my little son, number 2, playing Papa Wogs, so we can score off him last round.
Well, Papa Wogs has cracked a couple scores over 2,000, that's going to be pretty awesome. So that's one to watch, definitely, too, as is Crowner's Cronies. He's, what, won 8 in a row, no losses. Plays Mighty Dons. Mate, if your performance is as good as your talk, I hope you do really well, man, and you take it right up to him. But I don't think anyone's getting close to Crowner's for a while.
We'll just keep an eye on it. Mate, we've had a great time doing the podcast. We're sorry to do another two-parter, but, it's 8 minutes.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, well, can I just show you a little bit of that song I've been working on?
Oh, for the intro?
Yeah, but we have, I know you got the son's guitar thing that we just used before.
What was the...
Oh, you see that? For a safe, for a defeat, but you know. That sounds all right, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's not bad. So what's the rhythm for it?
So it starts in B, B, F sharp, then E major, back to F sharp. Sounds like something else.
Well, it's just a standard progression. So
fancy, footy, feel, give me all the tips you need. With tips to spaces me, I'm just no matter.
That's not bad, eh? Yeah, we just got to flesh it out. That's pretty cool. Thanks for working on this stuff with us.
Oh, mate, it's my pleasure. I love playing guitar. And thanks for teaching me. Quick plug before we go, Guitar Nation. Anyone want to do lessons? Or you got kids who want to do guitar lessons? Go see my son, Tim. He can play as well as I do, if not better. Yeah, he keeps up to date with all the popular songs on the charts. And, just see how you go from there. And the next plug, Tim, you do one for me?
Yeah, so Peter Linsky, massage therapist. You can find him on Facebook. You can find it through his page, but just type Peter Linsky massage and it should come up as an option.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. You helped me set that page up, didn't you?
Yeah, it's got a lot of followers and likes and stuff.
Yeah, anyway, well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for tuning in to part 2, another 10 minutes of your time, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you, guys. Thanks a lot. Keep the comments coming on Facebook. See ya.